Here's Mitch Marner. Were you watching Ovi last night, the Patrick Laine Alexander Ovechkin showdown last night?
I did not. No, I just saw the highlights of it, though.
Yeah. Weren't you world famous for watching all of Patrick Kane's shifts when you were in junior?
I'd watch a good amount of them. Yep. Me and Dylan Hunter, Dale's son, would sit down and watch a good amount.
So where do you put this Ovechkin, like 600 goals during the course of your career, just from a current player to a current player, and that type of achievement?
It's unbelievable. I mean, I just read something that he's like the fourth fastest to do it, so that's incredible. It's a pretty great milestone for him. He's an incredible talent. He's scary when he's on the ice, and he's a hard competitor, so it's fun playing against him as well.
He would absolutely just run you over, hey, Mitch?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a beast.
He's a truck.
Yeah, he is a truck.
Yeah, he's a truck.
He's a truck. How about you lately ripping it up, too? What's the difference going into the season, second season, slow start, and now what's the feeling like? What's it like? Is it just simply confidence, playing with Kadri?
Okay, is that your opinion, slow start, or is that...
Statistically slow start. You had a lot of chances.
You had 4 points in the first five games, didn't you?
I have no idea.
No, Kipper knows. Hey, trust me.
No idea,
Mitch. Okay.
Yeah, Kipper knows probably, yeah.
Slow start. Who started this, that you had a slow start? That's what I want to know. Did you have a slow start? In your opinion, did you have a slow start?
He hung up on the question.
see what happens when you ask good questions? No, he got cut off. He would never.
No, I know. I'm just making that up. I made that up.
Statistically, the numbers were off the pace from a year ago, though.
What did he have? 4 goals, like forever?
Yeah, but there's no doubt that he's answered every single challenge and given the Toronto Maple Leafs exactly what they wanted. Over the course of their top three lines. So, Mitch, welcome back. Do you want to just respond to Nick's question there?
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. Just the phone started ringing. I don't know.
Marlo's calling you.
Somebody unplugged the phone in the dressing room. I want to know who.
Yeah, I don't know.
Think I might have a pretty good idea.
Yeah, who knows?
So how do you compare your two halves to this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now, I mean, I think I'm just being steady, playing with confidence. I mean, the start of the year is just kind of a roller coaster ride, confidence up and down. But I mean, that's what your family's for. Family's always there and helping me out. I think it's just a confidence kind of thing that was just kind of going on throughout.
Before we got disconnected, it wasn't that long into the season that you got demoted to the fourth line, and people were under the impression that you got off to a slow start. I'm starting to read stuff about you didn't have the off season of training that you would have liked, and that had a lot to do with it. But now you've caught up, apparently. I mean, I'm sorry, Mitch, but to use a line from Doug McClain, I don't buy it. But maybe you can speak of it.
I mean, my offseason I thought was great. I worked out with Dan Noble. He's a great trainer. He's at the Hill Academy now. And I was with him since grade 8. So, I mean, same offseason every single year pretty much with him. So, I think physically-wise I came in, better than last year actually. I felt great. Felt great on the ice. Training camp, I felt great conditioning-wise and, I think fitness-wise. But, I don't know. I think it was just kind of a roller coaster at the start and just, a confidence thing again.
Does anybody in this room or listening or watching on television have any connection to grade 8 still, other than Mitch Marner? Do you?
Well, I passed it. Kip, you? Kip? Did you get through, Kip?
Yeah. I got to.
How'd you make out? do you watch the standings, or are you a guy that stays away from all this battle for home ice and how much you guys have to do to beat up Boston or Tampa Bay?
I'm pretty much stay out of it. I don't really pay attention I mean, to be honest, I really don't pay attention to, you know, much until I think a couple of days before a game. You know, obviously, you know who you're going to play in that month, but I mean, I think at the same time, I mean, I just kind of, you know, a couple of days beforehand, I'll realize who we're playing and kind of know what to do and try and, you know who I'm going to go up against. And but everything else, I mean, pretty just lackadaisical. I don't really look at too much standings, anything else like that. Just kind of, you know, hang out, just watch TV, play video games like it's probably a normal teenager.
Oh, is it, what's the game?
This is
it.
They play Fortnite, I think I saw on the social media. Is that right?
Yeah, that is the game.
Yeah, it used to be Call of Duty, and now it's Fortnite.
Oh, is that what Call of Duty changed to?
I don't know. I think this is the new thing for the boys.
I thought maybe they switched.
No, this is like a new thing. This is new. It's taken over.
So, what was your reaction to Marlo's kid trying to steal your girl with your pass? What'd you tweet? Savage.
Yeah, legit savage. No, because I mean, it's funny because we've gone over to his house a couple times now, and I mean, Christina was at been at a couple of our last games and talked to my girlfriend Steph and was saying to her that Brody, I guess, is undercover in love with my girlfriend but won't tell me or won't act like it when I'm around him.
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, that was all new to me. And then Pat told me and then my girlfriend told me as well. And then I saw that tweet go out, and when I saw them at the Winter Classic game, I started Snapchatting them talking about my girlfriend, and he got all blushy and started laughing and all this stuff and calling her cute and all this. And it's pretty funny.
That is savage.
Hey, Mitch, everybody.
Yeah, he's a savage.
Everybody talks about your offense, but you are, what, seventh overall in takeaways. Is that something that you really wanted to focus on coming into this season and really create the thought that you can play both ends? Is it part of earning trust from your coach, Babcock?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, you know, growing up, I was always trying to be that guy that can be, you know, good offensively, but at the same time, great defensively. And I think, you know, I really learned that in my minor midget year with Steve Mercer as my coach. And then, you know, going obviously to Dale and Mark, I mean, those two guys pretty much built a team off of, you know, guys that can score, but at the same time, guys that are going to be, you know, responsible defensively. And and then takeaways thing, it's just, you know, if you get the puck, usually when you steal a puck off someone, you know, the team's changing, someone's not ready for it, and usually you're coming down with a heap of speed. So I think it's just, you know, a thing I like to do, just try and get the puck in my hands a little bit more. And I mean, it's usually when a turnover happens, you know, usually you get a chance from it or something, you know, benefits from it. So, I mean, I just try and always get back, try and get a puck in my hands and, you know, make plays.
Mitch Marner's with us, the Toronto Maple Leaf forward, taking on the Dallas Stars tomorrow night on Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey. It's Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, and Colby Armstrong. Hey, you know that move that you pulled on the Ottawa Senators this year and Craig Anderson? That little,
yeah.
Okay. Were you aware that was in the video game and that his wife was tweeting you?
Actually, I did see that this summer. I was laughing at it. this summer when I saw it, I was laughing. I saw the video thing come out, and then I saw his wife tweet that, and I thought it was great. It was pretty funny. And then, you know, I don't know. It's kind of just the only play I kind of saw ahead is just try and pull it around. And luckily enough, it happened. And people started tweeting out that video and stuff like that again. And I don't know. It's pretty funny to see.
So, there, like going into a game against Craig, is that on, that move is are you reminded of that, or is it top of mind at all?
No. Not even a little bit. I mean, it's usually, I mean, I just try to get around him and get a puck in the net, so I thought that was the only way I could do it in that moment, and luckily enough, it worked out.
Well done. Kibby?
No, because I'll just go back to ice time, so you guys.
Hey, how much of percentage of the contract to Kippy next signing?
It's good. I guess it's going to be good amount, I guess. Maybe I'll take him to a nice dinner somewhere in Toronto.
I don't want a cut of your next contract because I know they're going to lowball you, buddy. Okay? That's not the one I want.
Mitch, are you aware at all at how much he talks about you on the air, whether it's Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday on the radio?
finally, we're getting to the meat of this conversation here.
Are you aware of it? Do the guys know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, team wise, I don't know, but my friends, family, listen.
This
obviously
isn't
you guys
a question.
Show, so I mean,
this isn't a question, Mitch. You should play more.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Kip. But hey, now that we got you on the phone, think you could send me some of those sticks you use? Right-handed beer league guy needs good hands, needs good curve. Like your stick a lot. Just mail a couple over to the arm dog.
Send a couple over and then see. Yeah. All right.
What
All
do you
right.
Use? There we go, boys.
What
Lighten
do you use
up
for
beer
a flex?
Now.
What do you use for a flex and your specs and a curve?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm about a 75 flex, I believe.
Well, perfect.
And then, yeah. You use a 75 flex?
I it? Am in beer league, buddy. That's my new move because I'm so lazy.
What beer league are you in?
And I'm heavier now, so I just barely just lean on her, just schling.
So a 75 flex, and what do you use for a curve?
I mean, I don't really know how to describe curves. I got, like, it's literally a curve I've been using for probably, like, 10 or more years now. It's a stick I had a long time ago. I bought it at a store. It's like a Crosby curve from, like, a CCM stick. I kept it, brought it to London, showed it to, I guess you could say, one of the Easton reps. Got him to make the exact same curve for me, and then I've been riding it out since.
Nice. What do you think you use for a flex, Nick?
Like, what does?
Let's go back to the wood sticks.
What does lumber flex come in?
What is a log? Yeah. Logs don't bend.
What do they measure log
but
flex?
But 75 flex, that's
light.
That's really whippy.
Look at Mitchie. He's just a little guy. He needs
exactly.
that.
Hey, listen, last question here. Saturday nights, of course, Grapes shows all the guys dressed up.
Yeah,
you're not coming in with Austin anymore. So, like, you get lost to the dressing room, or like,
no,
what's your new
he's moved on me. He's moved places on me, so he's not on my way to the rink to pick up anymore. So yeah, he left me.
Oh,
yep.
You guys got to work that out then.
So now they got to call each other. What are you wearing? And what are you wearing?
Yeah.
That's well, give us a wave tomorrow night when you walk into the rink, okay? We've got the game on Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey. So give us a little Nick's actually with us tomorrow night.
Hat.
So just a little bit of a nod or a point of a finger or something like that when you walk in.
Smile. I don't know if I can do anything else. Don't need to get any heat from anyone.
Yeah. I know who anyone is.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. How scared are the boys?
Mitch, thanks for doing this and thanks for chirping both Colby and Nick for us.
Good luck,
no problem,
Mitch.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, buddy.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.